From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a report on the wife of Senator John Kerry and how the millions she controls in philanthropy dollars could affect his campaign for president. First, new developments in Iraq. Two big contracting firms, GE and the German engineering company, Siemens AG, are suspending work in Iraq because it's too dangerous. They had been rebuilding Iraq's damaged power stations and updating its water treatment systems. And the U.S. military says it's running out of patience with armed rebels in Fallujah and warns it could resume its offensive in that Sunni city. NPR's Philip Reeves has the latest from Baghdad.
U.S. Marine General James Conway is warning the insurgents they have days rather than weeks to hand in their arms. Under an agreement between U.S. officials and civic leaders, insurgents in Fallujah are supposed to hand in their heavy weapons. The Marines, meanwhile, have suspended offensive operations after days of fighting in which Iraqis say hundreds died. But General Conway says the weapons hand-in has been disappointing and warned that the Marines could resume their assault in Fallujah, which was launched after four Americans were killed and mutilated there last month. The general says by yesterday the equivalent of a pickup truckload of weapons had been turned in. He characterized them as junk. Many of the weapons are reportedly old and broken. To the south of Iraq, residents in Basra were today mourning the scores of dead, including eight kindergarten children, killed by a wave of simultaneous suicide bombings yesterday against police stations. The streets were said to be quiet, but for supporters of the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, demonstrating against the occupation. Also in the south, two Swiss were released after being held hostage. But in Baghdad, a gunman walked into a supermarket and shot dead a Westerner. Iraqi officials say he was a South African bodyguard for the occupation authorities. His translator was badly injured. At least 26 foreign civilians have been killed in Iraq since the beginning of March. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.